Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is the 27th day in the month of November 2025. It's a beautiful new day. It's a beautiful Thursday, and it's just a few days to the end of this month. And we want to appreciate the King of Glory, the one who has made today possible. Unto you, most invisible Lord, we want to say thank you. Please accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual written by Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, I'll be looking at a topic from our Open Heaven Manual that says, you can't change anyone. You can't change anyone. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Romans chapter 11 to chapter 14. Our hymn is taken from hymn 8 from our Open Heaven Manual, I Need Thee Every Hour. Our memory verse is taken from John chapter 16 verse 8. John chapter 16 verse 8, which says, and when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Our Bible reading is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 2 from verse 1 to 5. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 from verse 1 to 5. From verse 1 it reads, and so it was with me, brothers and sisters, when I came to you, I did not come with eloquence or human wisdom, as I proclaimed to you the testimony about God. For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I came to you in weakness, with fear and trembling. My message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that your faith might not rest on human wisdom, but on God's power. Our manual today reads, in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6, Paul said that he planted, Apollos watered, and God gave the increase. It is the only Spirit who convicts sinners to repent of their sins and become members of the body of Christ. Beloved, no matter how eloquent you are, you cannot save a soul if eloquence is required for people to turn to Jesus. The 3,000 people who gave their lives to Christ in Acts chapter 2 would not have cried out to God in repentance, because Peter was an ordinary fisherman and his words were likely to have been unrefined. However, when the Holy Spirit came upon him, the people who heard him were convicted. When they heard his preaching, they were pricked in their hearts and asked what they should do in Acts chapter 2 verse 37. Paul, who was well educated, knew that he could not save anyone by his preaching alone, and that his eloquence could not soften any man's heart. This is why he said in today's Bible reading that his speech and preaching were not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit of power. Only the Holy Spirit can soften people's hearts. He alone can bring light to the darkness in a sinner's soul. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4 says that the God of this world has blinded the minds of unbelievers. Satan does not want people to be saved, so he blinds their eyes and keeps them from accepting Jesus. This is why you need the Holy Spirit when you go out of your to evangelize. He alone can destroy the lies of the devil in the mind of men. Without him, your preaching will be mere words. People may clap for you because your eloquence is good, but their hearts will not be changed and they will remain hardened in their sins. However, when you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you won't need to say much to people for them to surrender their hearts to Jesus. Beloved, you cannot give into a strong man's house without first binding him, like we see in Mark chapter 3 from verse 27. To bind the devil and stop his activities in the lives of men, you need the power of the Holy Spirit. Before you preach to people, ask the Holy Spirit to work on their hearts. He is your helper, and he is in you to help you become an effective soul winner. I pray that the Holy Spirit will work mightily through you to bring many lost souls into the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's open heaven comes to the key point that says you need this power and help to be an effective witness for Jesus Christ. You need his power and his help to become an effective soul winner for Jesus Christ. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. If today's open heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to someone today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisefathershirley.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. It's also available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for each other day. Thanks for staying tuned and thank you for joining us. To hear my voice again and to be gathered for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed and have a beautiful, beautiful day today. Have a lovely day. Bye-bye.